Be 1392 by our President Pro Tem Steinberg. And Ms. Burchill will be presenting. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Kiyomi Burchill, Staff to Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg. Appreciate you allowing me to present his SB 1392 on his behalf. Members right now in communities throughout California, people with serious mental illness are all too often showing up in emergency rooms instead of receiving services through mental health programs where they could receive more appropriate and cost-effective care. Now more than ever, we need to improve the efficiency of state administrative processes to distribute funding for mental health to the counties. This bill streamlines the distribution of—
And I'd like to stop just for a moment because we have the precious thing called a quorum here. So.
Senator Alquist?
Here.
Strickland?
Here.
Honestead?
Here.
Cedillo? Leno?
Here.
Negrete McLeod?
Here.
Pavley? Romero?
Yeah. Five members, we have a quorum. Thank you very much.
This bill streamlines two types of mental health funds, Mental Health Services Act and Mental Health Managed Care Funds. It replaces for each program multiple distributions with a single lump sum distribution each year. It does not change the appropriations for either program and has no associated costs. Currently, many counties account on an actual basis, meaning they budget for the cash currently available. By distributing the full approved amount of funding for a year in one lump sum, counties can budget for the full amount they will actually receive for that year and have for that year. During these difficult economic budget times, counties will consequently be able to prevent avoidable budget cuts to mental health services that keep people with mental illness off of our streets and out of emergency rooms. It's an important measure to expedite the flow of funding from the state to the counties for mental health services, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Witnesses in favor? Support.
Welcome. Good morning, Madam Chair and members. Tim Madden, representing the California chapter of the American College of Emergency Physicians, and we are in support. As Ms. Burchill explained, to the extent that the money that the counties are making cuts based on their actual budget, even though they know monies are coming down to them soon, it has a tremendous impact on emergency departments in California. Many of you have probably seen articles in the Sacramento Bee within the last couple of weeks talking about the rapid increase in number of mental health patients coming into the emergency department, many of which end up staying in the emergency department from upwards of 36 to 48 hours. This is not only bad for the mental health patient as they're not receiving the care that they truly need, but it's also bad for everyone else who is in the emergency department awaiting to be seen as they wait even longer, waiting for that bed to open up. For these reasons, we respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you.
Madam Chair and members, Pat Ryan with the California Mental Health Directors Association in very strong support of this bill. This bill will actually have two primary purposes from our perspective. One, it will help us to avoid county-level budget cuts and avoid the expenses of borrowing. And these budget cuts are unnecessary because we know the money is coming, but it doesn't come fast enough in order for us to fulfill our budget responsibilities. Also, by getting the money out ahead of time or on time, it allows us to pull down more federal funds, again, thus avoiding budget cuts. And third, and this is very important from our perspective, is that it reduces the administrative costs for both the state and the counties in processing these payments to counties. There's really no good reason to process payments twice for two funding sources that are already approved. It's just more paperwork and more red tape. So for these reasons, we urge your support.
Thank you. If others could just state their name and that they are in support.
Julian DeVorce with the Urban Counties Caucus in strong support.
Thank you.
Jean Hurst on behalf of the California State Association of Counties also in strong support.
Thank you.
Jerry Jeffy, California Council of Community Mental Health Agencies in support.
Judy Wollen with NAMI California in strong support.
Thank you.
Simeon Gant, Service Employees International Union, California in support.
Thank you. Is there opposition? Comments from committee?
Move the bill.
The bill has been moved by Senators Honestead and Strickland. Call for the vote, please.
Senator Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Strickland?
Aye.
Strickland, aye. Honestead?
Aye.
Honestead, aye. Cedillo? Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Negrete McLeod?
Aye.
Negrete McLeod, aye. Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Romero?
Aye.
Romero, aye. It's got seven.
That bill has seven votes. It is out. The second and last item is SB 602, and just to mention what occurred, our committee took testimony regarding SB 602 at its August 19th hearing. A point of order was raised by Senator Onestad as to whether the bill complies with the Joint Rule 54C. The question was referred to the Senate Rules Committee, which determined on August 25th that the bill, as amended, complies with Joint Rule 54C. The bill is before committee today for vote only under Senate Rule 29.10. We will not take any testimony. We will simply call for the vote.
Yes.
And so we need a motion.
So moved.
So moved by Senators, I think, yes, Leno and Negrete McLeod. Call for the vote, please.
Senator Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Strickland?
Aye.
Strickland, aye. Onestad?
No.
Onestad, no. Sedillo? Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Negrete McLeod?
Aye.
Negrete McLeod, aye. Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Romero?
Aye.
Romero, aye.
The vote is 6-1. The bill is out. Thank you very much. Meeting adjourned.